Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
We're broadcasting this morning our special program from Dubbo. The last of our programs on this country tour for drought awareness will be at Bathurst tomorrow. I know it'll be cooler. I'm not too sure whether they might have a slightly brighter picture, but we'll talk about Bathurst tomorrow. We're going to talk now to Steve Beattie, who does train two or three horses, but he owns a business at Condobolin. And Steve is online. Morning to you, Steve.
Morning, Andrew. How you going?
I'm well. I had to stop and I've been practicing it all morning. Everyone tells me a different way of pronouncing it.
No, you did it perfectly well. We get it Condobolin, all sorts of things. And then they say, what suburb of Sydney is that? A little chuckle.
Well, you'd wish you were a suburb of Sydney because they got rain for the next 4 days.
Oh, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Look, this drought's... just the insidious nature of this drought, how it sort of crept up on everyone, and especially in the small country town. We had a couple of good years. 15, 16 was all right. Confidence levels were up, and then the drought. No one knows when a drought's about to hit. You slowly get into it, and you start pouring money into things, and then before you know it, you're in too far, and there's no end in sight. So... I don't know as everyone else has said, rain's the only answer. But it's the mental side of it that I see. I mean, I own a couple of businesses in town and actually have livestock, and I have had some hay that I used to sell. In actual fact, 2 years ago, I was actually selling hay into the Hunter Valley, which absolutely surprised me. Generally, it comes the other way. But just the mental side of it. We have a rural merchandise store. I just looked at our gross turnover for the last financial year. It's down 40%. People are buying things as they go, but the hard thing is going to be when the drought finishes. All of a sudden, all these people are going to want $100,000 worth of chemical and things like that, and they won't have the money to pay for it to dig their way out.
I've noted, Steve, on the travels that there have been some properties, some farms that you can see that they've prepared in the hope that it will rain.
Oh, look, yeah. I mean, I know guys here that have spent $250,000 sowing crops dry. Now, if that's not a gamble, I tell them I'll have $20 each way on a horse. And they go, oh, it's a waste of money. So I'm going, hang on. You've just spent $250,000 dry sowing in the hope, and long range forecast has generally been spot on. There is no rain, and all the country out here has been ripped up. I mean, we're constantly getting dust storms in the middle of winter time. I mean, that's just unheard of. It's just, I don't know. It's an exasperating thing in these smaller towns. I mean, we're only about 2,200 people in this town. Even the smaller towns are doing it hard. I employ 9 people in this town. As I just said, my income's down. Well, my gross income's down 40%. I'm still trying to hang on to 9 people. There's the largest machinery dealership here in the town that went bust the other day. There was an earth-moving place that employed 15 to 20 people that's just been wound up in receivership. Shops are shutting up the main street. But, look, I don't know where it's going to end. On the racing side of things, Dubbo Turf Club, I don't know whether it's Racing New South Wales or Dubbo Turf Club, they've done a good thing. I see you're getting 50-odd nominations in a race now.
Yeah.
That's because people can't afford to spell their horses. They've got nowhere to spell them. I heard Connie's lucky. She's got a property that she can spell them on, but she's still got to buy the feed. But these guys have got nowhere for their horses to go. And look, horses that come out and race in this neck of the woods, it's prolonged their racing life. They're generally tried horses that have finished a career down provincial or city areas. They come out here. Owners love them. Trainers love them. And they're going to try and feed them. Some of these horses, especially around my neck of the woods, I had a little bit of hay. Some of the retired trainers around here, they've got horses 26 and 27 that they've kept as pets. I can't sell them any more hay because I don't have them, don't have the hay anymore. Now, they've got to try and find feed for these horses. I mean, they're ex-thoroughbreds, and they just want to look after them as pets, but you can't find it. It doesn't matter whether it's $300 a bale or $600 a bale.
They can't find it.
People, well, smaller people just can't find it. I mean, they just can't find it anymore, and it's... look, it's exasperating. Another thing at the shop, at my rural merchandise shop, we get grey nomads come through here on holidays. And we had one particular crowd came through and they said, look, we want a couple of $50 vouchers. And we gave them that. And they said, now, can you give them to people that are doing it hard? Now, we don't know who the ones that are doing it really tough, because they're the ones that keep quiet. They don't ask for any handouts or anything like that. We put a voucher in one of their accounts and they bought it back in and they said, no, it's not for us. We know other people doing it tougher. So, look, it's exasperating it'll take years to recover.
Well, that's the thing. We're sitting here and we need rain ASAP, but it needs to be followed up rain for the next 2 years, really, to you know, so some of the ground that I've seen along the road, you just need it to be maintained. Steve, I'm going to ask you personally, you mentioned you've got your businesses, but have you got land as well around where you live?
Yes, I do. I have a small irrigation farm and I have dry land. And I thought I'd drought-proof myself because I had irrigation so I could grow hay and feed them dry land. But our water allocations are all cut off. So we can't even do that anymore. Tried every which way to drought-proof and it still doesn't work. If you don't have water, whether it be from the ground or from the sky, I only heard this morning... they have aquifers that they draw from. They're going to limit those allocations as well. So, look, I don't know where it ends. Long-range forecast isn't very good. But, look, people are resilient. But I just...
That is the one... Sorry, Steve, I'm going to talk over you.
You're
that
right.
is the one thing that I've learnt from this trip and probably a couple of other previous, and I'm a country boy from many years ago now, but... the country people get through somehow.
Yeah, but whether the towns actually... Look, I mean, I've loved country life. I used to be in Western Australia, country life and things like that, love country life. But it's different now. The young people are going away. I had a son that had been in Sydney for 6 years. He came home to see whether he's going to come on the land, stayed for a year and said, too tough, Dad. And he's going back to Sydney. That's not uncommon. And you just never get those families back. I mean, I hear on the racing radio that, I mean, Terry Kennedy sort of says, if your hand's not shaking, you haven't had enough on. And I think that's pretty right. And Ron Duffy says, confidence lost or lost. Well, I tell you what, our hands are shaking pretty much and there's no confidence. And I reckon we're about at the 200-metre mark. And we're badly held up, and we need clear
help.
Running and wet ground is what we need.
Yeah,
it's just terrible.
It is, Steve. You've summarised it. The one thing that I try and get something out of it is some positivity, because obviously it is very grim. The picture has clearly been sold to our audience this week that it is hard, extremely hard. I can't imagine how hard it is for so many people, but we've got to all come together, work as country folk, turn it round and think that there's going to be rain here and it's going to be rain soon. And we're going to be looking back on this thinking, gee, we did those shows and we did some rain. We brought the rain or something like that. Steve, we thank you for your time there from the famous town of?
Condobolin.
Condobolin.
Country.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben. See you, mate.